You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. This is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. I'm your host for the evening, Pop Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to be here with you guys on this Thursday. Tonight's topic, as you heard at the top of the hour, is other than the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. If you got a favorite Dusty Rhodes story, a moment you want to share, call in. Call in at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. Tonight's Dusty Rhodes night. So we'll be talking about the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Lots to talk about. First off, I just got to say, before we dive in, that Dr. Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa took over the wrestling world last night, literally, their main event, AEW Dynamite. Hands off, one of the greatest main events I've seen on television in quite some time. And hats off to my wrestling family and those ladies. They took over. Pretty much just took over the wrestling world. It was amazing. Amazing match it had. And hats off to them and all the hard work. And all the respect for Dr. Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, man. Incredible. Just incredible. Incredible match last night. But with that, before we get to the callers and talk Dusty Rhodes tonight, I'll make shout-outs, if you will. First off, Lost in the Funhouse podcast on YouTube. Just type in Lost in the Funhouse on the YouTube search. My friends Greg Rowe, Blondie, and Antler Hill. Always great people and a very enjoyable podcast to listen. So please give them some love. Also, Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com. Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Also, I'd like to also give my condolences to a passing of a good friend that was very heavily involved with Masters of Ring Entertainment, my good friend Jeremy Lawson. Great guy, kind soul, and my heartfelt condolences are with his family and friends. Also, I'm in check out the Dust series, which I star as the Chief, all three seasons at Avail TV, availfilms.com, availfilms.com, or on their YouTube at youtube.com/Dust Series. I'll be on set soon for the upcoming film called The Devil's Daughter, which is a Harlequin origin story, which you can check out more updates at facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. And I'll be starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that film. And I just got off set this past weekend for a couple of shorts with Tales from Echo Lake from Sick Flick Productions, which you'll be looking out for them soon as well. If you're into horror and some dark humor, you should really enjoy these. I mean, it was a big pleasure to be a part of. Thank you to Sick Flick Productions for having me. That was a great time. Also, Stench of Iniquity, a horror film I'll be starring in later on this year. Be look out for, which stars an ancient vampire named Alba in that film. You can check out for more updates at facebook.com/stenchofiniquity. It's like it sounds all together, no space. And I will be also this weekend, Sunday actually, in XWW pay-per-view event, internet pay-per-view event, Extreme World Wrestling, called Survival 2021, in which you can check out. The pre-show is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the show itself starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for more information and where to watch the internet pay-per-view this Sunday, go to Extreme TV Online. That's XTREME TV Online, all together, extremetvonline.com, and to check it out. And I hope you guys enjoy it this Sunday, for sure. And tomorrow night, on my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, the feature will be Phantom, the Phantom from 1,000 Leagues from the 50s. So please tune in for that as well on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, all together. So please tune in. And with that, and enjoy all the great podcasts right here on VOCNation.com. In the Room every Tuesday night at 9. Wrestling with History every Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Silly Martinez every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, WCW Retro every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wrestling with Problems, Sassy Steph, Briscoe and Big Ace. The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, every Friday. And plus all the great podcasts we got here at VOCNation.com. Check us out. You can check them all out and all the scheduled times at VOCNation.com. Support us on Pro Wrestling Tees, at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Support us by your favorite VOC Nation T-shirt, including WCW Retro and one of yours truly, the Four Faces of Stro. So, and proceeds to help benefit our network. So please buy your VOC Nation T-shirt today. And with that, we take our first commercial break. Come back. We'll get to the callers and talk the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, right here on WCW Retro. And we'll lead into our commercial with Smitty Guerrero. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cotney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union house band, Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up on this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Great to have you guys with us. Papa Stro here is your host. Pleasure as always. Anytime you guys like to call in tonight, it's live WCW Retro podcast where we're talking Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. You can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, the number is 914-338-1885. And let's get to it. We have Kathy Fitzpatrick from In the Room. Right here. So let's talk to Cassie.
Hey,
welcome back to WCW Retro. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, goodness. How's it going up your way?
Wet. Very
oh,
wet.
How's it going up
rain.
Your way? Oh, very wet with rain. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we were expecting a storm here in the Carolinas, but so far it's I haven't really done anything up my way yet. Hopefully it'll go around us, but, you know, fingers crossed, right?
Yeah. Always happens, you know, straight up the coast.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Tonight's Dusty Rhodes night, man. Gosh, so many memories of the American Dream. Do you have any favorites you want to share with us? Do you like to share?
Well, one was always fun when he was with He came in to work with Ring of Honor in Philadelphia.
Oh, right.
And I was driving him. And
Wow. He
was just telling stories, and my niece and I are sitting there. And he's, you know, he goes, to my niece, he goes, this probably is boring you. And she's like, no, it's great. And then we flew down to Impact, and he was there. And
oh, wow.
He was just so sweet and joking around with us and everything, and, you know, ladies, how you been? What's going on? You came back down to the real country, you know, and we're like, yeah, okay, that's, you know. But always a gentleman, always a nice guy, always.
Oh, man.
And his matches were incredible, you know that.
Oh, yeah. Charisma personified. I don't think, I mean, when you look up the definition of charisma. You have to see Dusty Rhodes' face smiling. You know, he's just, yep. He's just personified charisma. And that's something you really can't teach as far as being a professional wrestler. Charisma. Either you have it or you don't, you know.
No, he was just, I mean, his matches in the ring were incredible. His matches with Flair, with Tully, with, you know, when he teamed with Magnum and Steamboat. And it was just so enjoyable to watch. Then when he was with in WWE and he was Sapphire and everything, he was just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd say I used to get a kick years ago of watching him sing back up with Willie Nelson at one of his concerts. Because, I mean, he was a huge Willie Nelson fan. And, I mean, to see them, like, singing on stage, it was just amazing.
Yeah, just, you know, you can't describe Dusty as, I mean, except an amazing person.
What kind of music did you guys listen to when you were traveling? I was just curious.
We really didn't. We just talked old school stuff.
Oh, right on. I was just curious.
That's all we did was talk old school stuff.
Oh, right on. Right on. That's so cool. I remember seeing him and Magnum TA, the Great American Bash, and they also got on stage with, like, David Allen Cole and
wow.
It was just amazing. And it was them, the Rock and Roll Express, getting on stage, just jamming out, singing back up. And you know, that was the same night that, you know, Ric Flair made an entrance at the helicopter with his match with Keto Cole off the title. Like the outdoor arenas he used to have with the Bash and everything. Oh, it was amazing.
Yep.
And that was Dusty's. That whole idea was Dusty's concept. That and, you know, the War Games. And, I mean, he had such a mind, great mind for the business.
You know, some of the, you know, you sit back and watch him fight Nikita and then team with Nikita.
Yeah.
You know.
That was amazing. The superpowers. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That was incredible. That was right after, you know, Mag TA got in his accident, unfortunately.
Yes.
And wow. And Dusty was a, you know, he was a big supporter of Magnum and at that time. And man, I mean, a lot of people think that Magnum would eventually become the guy in NWA.
Yeah.
You know, he had that match. He had a match of Ric Flair for the title etched in for Starrcade that year. And they believed it was going to be Magnum's moment, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the accident.
But I remember those best of seven matches that Magnum had with Nikita Koloff, which was pretty amazing. And, you know, Dusty set all that up, man. He was, like I said, he was just involved in the ring as he was behind the scenes making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped out a lot of people, including a lot of your stars today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, both his sons, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look how incredible they are, you know.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
I remember
there
was an independent show that Dustin was on up here for us years ago in Wildwood.
Mm-hmm.
And... they wanted him. There was a question about something. I forget what it was. And he's like, hold on a second. And he walked over and he called his dad. And he asked his dad what he should do. And his dad told him. And he turned around to the promoter and he says, no. My dad said I shouldn't.
Yeah.
And the promoter looked at him and he went, and I just looked at the guy like, are you even going to think about questioning Dusty?
Serious. Right.
And the guy went, no. I went, good idea.
Right. You know, Dusty were alive today, he'd be so proud of Cody and Dustin for what they've done with AEW. I mean, gosh, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
What they've done with that promotion.
Oh, definitely.
I a funny story, Kat, I was going to tell you about. I was having dinner with Dusty one time, and Dusty was offering me cheesecake, right? And, you know, I accepted, of course, out of respect. And even though I was, like, still full from dinner, right, I couldn't, like, eat much more. I saw Lex over there, Lex Luger. And I said, Lex, would you like some of this? And he looked at me like, you're kidding me, right? I said, look, you big goof. It's from The Dream. You going to turn on The Dream's cheesecake, right? And he looked at Dusty. And he went to commence to eating away at the cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Great stuff. But, yeah, Dusty was just great in so many ways. You know what I mean? He helped a lot of people. I mean, you mentioned his sons. You know, like Seth Rollins, he helped Seth. He helped Sasha Banks. He helped a lot of you, like, top stars today, you know.
Yeah. You know, I remember, like, when he was at Ring of Honor that time, everybody just sat there and, you know, and he yelled court, and he just sat there and talked. And then he went,
oh, wow.
All right, guys. And then it was like the parting of the Red Sea. Everybody went back to their corners and got ready and talked over their everything. And I remember, you know, I picked him up at the hotel, and I was like, hi, sir. You know, my name's Kathy. And he goes, no, it's Dusty. I'm like, yes, sir. He goes, no, it's Dusty. I went, yes, sir.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Dusty was the one, him and Regal were the ones that started putting the idea in my head to become Gorgeous George the Third years ago.
Really?
And, yeah, it was after one of my WCW matches, and they both took me to the office, and, you know, they would like my style and mannerisms of that, the original Gorgeous George, and they were going to put me in a feud with Johnny B. Badd, kind of like his arch nemesis at the time, which would have been great. I was all, and it almost happened, and that got the ball rolling, and at the time, I had no idea of my relation to the original Gorgeous George. I had no clue, but they started the ball, the idea, right? And then my grandfather was the one that smart me up and told me that Gorgeous George was actually my granduncle, right?
That's
it.
Exactly.
Freaked me out. It's so weird how things work out like that, right? So, but yeah, it was Dusty. Dusty almost made it happen. The feud with Johnny B. Badd, I was looking forward to it, and the ideas was in place for that. So, I mean, but who knows, right? What could have been?
Yeah, you never know.
But Gorgeous George, I took the Gorgeous George the Third moniker all out of respect for the family. I took it all over the place, wrestling different territories, different parts of the world. So, you know, but that was Dusty, man. He was the one that started it. And, I mean, Dusty, he really helped us out with the Maestro, too. He was a big supporter of the Maestro thing at WCW. So, I mean,
So
I owe a lot to Dusty. I really do, because I mean, even going to see him in Florida Championship Wrestling as a kid, to get into business later on, and I mean, even back then he was helping me out. He was the one that introduced me to Andre the Giant. I don't know if you probably heard the Andre the Giant story, right?
No.
Yeah. Well, he I'm in the parking lot. I'm going to see Dusty, right? Somewhere near Tampa, because my aunt and uncle lives in Tampa. And Andre pulls up in the parking lot with his head above the car. You know, he had that bushy hair, and he just long got upset for being the Sasquatch for the $6 million man. You know what I mean? Lee Majors. And I'm terrified, because he's like the biggest human being I've seen in my life. He still is, actually. is. All the big guys I've seen, Andre's still the biggest. So he's coming towards me, and I'm scared to death. And Dusty comes over at the time, I'm thinking he's saving my life, right? But he's the one that induced me to Andre. He said, hey, kid, it's cool. Hey, Andre, say hello to him, baby. Man, Andre sticks his big paw down and says, how do you do, right? And I reached to shake his hand. My hand totally disappears, right, because his hands are ginormous. And I'm like, fine, sir. How are you? Like, I could barely talk, you know. I freaked out. But he was so cool. Andre is really nice. And it was because of Dusty that I got to meet Andre. And to this day, you know, it's, wow. It's you'll think about it until later on how much someone really influences your life one way or another. And, mm-hmm. and Dusty, in inadvertent ways, has been a big influence on me, right? So it's so weird how it works out.
Well, it's funny. One of the first matches I ever watched, it was a tag team with Rock and Roll against Ivan and Nikita.
Right.
Then the second match on the show was a bunkhouse match with Steamboat, Magnum, and Dusty.
Oh, my God.
Against
wow.
Flair, Tully, and I think Arn.
Wow. The who's who at the time. Wow.
And that was like, I'm watching, I'm like, okay, I like this. That was my first match I ever watched.
Oh, that must have been amazing.
And I
wow.
just, like, stood there, and, you know, then later on, I, you know, met Brett and Sherry, and, you know, anytime traveling with Sherry, you know, you got to meet Sapphire, and, you know, I knew Liz, and, you know, Dusty, and Randy, and Kurt, and all those guys, you know?
Oh, man, what a crew.
Exactly.
What a crew of people. Oh, my God. That's tremendous. We're being joined now by Steve and Mr. Hollywood. Say hello to Kathy, guys. We're talking Dusty Rhodes tonight.
How you doing? I'm Publisher of my show, and hello to your guests, and Steve, and everybody's on the line.
Hello.
Yeah.
This
is Kathy from In the Room every Tuesday night in VOC Nation. Yeah. Say hello.
Okay, and nice to meet you, Kathy. Nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I have some questions for Kathy.
No, go for it.
How long have you been a driver for wrestling shows?
Longer than I want to admit.
Yeah.
right.
many years.
Wow.
I can only imagine how great the ROH shows were when Dusty was there. Like, was Steve Corino working there at the time when you were driving Dusty there?
Yes, Steve's a very good dear friend of mine.
Wow.
Yeah, they had a really good feud at ECW and elsewhere, and they even worked in Japan at one point. And then I heard Corino talk about Dusty, and he said that he listened to Bob Dylan, and that was, like, something that I didn't know about. It was pretty cool. That's why I was telling Stro earlier to ask you about the music y'all would listen to.
Yeah, we just chatted. We just talked old school stuff.
And then I was listening to Corny talk about Dusty, and he thought that Dusty must have been a Parliament Funkadelic fan, and I was like, what? I didn't even think about that.
Oh, man, he likes some soul and blues, man. That was Dusty, dude. He was great. That funny Cornette story, you brought it up, Steve. You guys will enjoy it. Cornette was plugging with Shivani an upcoming episode of World Championship Wrestling, right? And Jim Cornette was sitting along the lines, yeah, this show's going to be hotter than the space shuttle catching on fire, right? And, the cameras sank to the ground. And the Dusty comes from behind the curtain, puts his arm around Jimmy and says, hey, kid, we can't be talking about no rocket ship blowing up on TV, baby. We can't be doing that.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
This is terrible.
Am I just going to say something about Dusty?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go for
it. I got to talk about some memorable moments about Dusty Rhodes. One moment I like about Dusty Rhodes is when Dusty Rhodes defeated Ric Flair with the NWA World Heavyweight title. That was a moment I will never forget. That was big. He became the World Heavyweight Champion. And number two, the Midnight Riders. Him and Magnum T.A.
Oh, who could forget the Midnight Rider? Yeah.
Midnight Riders. And last but not least,
Last but not least, Scott Hall. When Scott Hall, NWO Scott Hall, he's in the ring, I'll never get it. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we have the newest member of the NWO. He is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Say it
when
ain't
I was
so.
Wild.
Say it ain't so.
Wow. Wasn't
what a
bombshell.
That was a bombshell.
Yeah, it sure was. It kind of reminded me back in the days when him and Dick Murdoch were the Texas Outlaws. Remember that,
yeah.
Kathy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick Murdoch always scared me. He just scared me.
He was a wild man.
Yeah, I heard he was crazy. Ben and his grandpa talked about it, like, that worked with him in Japan.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, they had a cameo. They had a bit in the original Wrestler movie.
Really?
I think it was with Professor Tanaka. They were in this bar scene, and Tanaka and his partner got into a bar fight with Dusty and Murdoch.
it was quite
hysterical. Ric Flair was in it back when he was, you know, younger, you know, and heavier, right? And it was pretty cool.
You know, you mentioned Ric Flair. I heard that Ric wanted to be Ramblin' Ricky Rhodes originally.
Yes.
Before he became the Nature Boy.
Ramblin' Ricky
Rhodes.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
That would have changed everything, wouldn't it?
Right.
Thank goodness Dusty talks some sense into it.
Oh, no, man. Vicky.
You just be yourself, baby.
Be yourself.
You be the nature boy. You be the nature boy.
You got him down pat, Maestro. You got him down pat.
He was so infectious. Every time you're around him, you couldn't help but talk like him. It was fantastic. I mean, he was this amazing guy.
Yeah, he was.
And like Kathy says, such a nice gentleman, too. Really nice dude.
Yes.
Since Kathy is on, did you ever drive with Cody or Dustin?
Oh, I drove tons with Dustin. And I did drive Cody, his wife, and Barry Windham to a convention one day.
Oh, wow.
And Cody was talking to Dustin on the phone. And I remember Dustin, he like put it on speaker and he goes, oh yeah, some lady named Kathy's driving us. And he went, Kath, what's your last name? And I went, tell your brother to shut up. Just tell your brother to shut up. And Dustin was picking on me about something. I'm like, thanks. Appreciate it, Dustin. Thanks.
Dustin's a riot, man. Oh, man. He cracks me up so much.
I was looking for some Dusty in Japan, and I was surprised that I found some early Dustin from, like, 1990, and he actually worked Japan as Dusty Rhodes Jr., which I didn't know. He, like, worked a match with Davey Boy as a junior.
Wow. Oh, man, yeah, Maestro, you know, among I love a Dusty Rhodes, you remember when the four horsemen broke on Dusty's ankle and he had to wear that boot, steel toe boot?
Oh, yeah, the reinforced boot, white boot.
Yeah, the reinforced boot, he was cleaning house.
Yeah.
he was cleaning house without a broom and a dustpan.
That was a sweet-looking boot, too. I wanted, like, to get a replica of the boot. That was pretty sharp looking at the time.
Yep.
So, man, that's nice.
I think he did a number on Chili Blanchard too with that boot.
Gosh, him and Tully, what a feud they had. Oh my God. Dusty and Tully.
Was ugly. Oof. Ugly. Can't forget about Baby Doll.
Oh man. The saga of Baby Doll with those two.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, that was really something. Really something.
I was at the ranch, the Nelson Royal Ranch, the one where she took the horse and took off from Dusty. And then Dusty was in the campfire Crying the Blues to Nelson Royal about this. Yeah. Baby Duff stole my credit card. She took off my horse. And they'll still there, Dusty. It will be okay.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. Classic.
That's definitely a classic. Dusty, Dusty.
The perfect 10, man. Baby Doll. Yeah.
Oh,
man. Dusty went to rescue her, calling her the Jezebel Lady of the Evening, baby.
Yeah. He sure did. He sure did, didn't he? Man, you sound just like Dusty.
Oh, my goodness. What a feud, man. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was. But baby doll, she got what she hooked up with Dusty Rhodes, though, didn't she? For a minute.
Yeah. I guess he won the services of baby doll from Tully at one point.
I think that's what it was, Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think that worked out, yeah. And that's when he stayed with him for a while, then took off with his horse and left him.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
David Dahl and Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Oh, man. I remember the feud he had with Kevin Sullivan years ago in Florida, right?
Yeah.
And he would call Kevin Sullivan the devil, right? And
wow.
And they had oh man, what a feud they had in Florida. It was crazy. It was just as intense as him and Tully.
Wow.
Because Sullivan was out there, man. He did some crazy
stuff.
Yeah,
he was.
Anything that Kevin is out there.
Right.
I was listening to Dusty Shin interview, and he said that people really thought he was either Satan or Satanist, because, like, he said that there was actual, like, Satanists in the front row, or, like, a cultist or whatever. Like, devotees of Kevin, apparently. It was really wild. And, like, he mentioned the golden spike and how you would have it in a box before he used it. It was crazy.
I remember Kevin telling the story about him and Purple Haze wearing the robes in the grocery store. And the look steal a kid when they were shopping. In the robes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's tremendous. They had a cage match one time, I think it was, when he was the Midnight Rider and versus Lucifer. And it was like Sullivan and Dusty under the hoods, right? That was crazy.
Yeah, classic. Definitely a classic.
And the whole time, and it's funny because Kevin said the whole time he never mentioned devil once, but people thought he was the devil, right? You know what I mean? And his
Yeah, I was. That was one interview I really enjoyed from In the Room, was the Kevin interview when he mentioned the fertility god.
Yeah.
And his promos, yeah.
Wow.
Remember the time he threw ink in Dusty's sister on live TV? That was back, but yeah, Kevin, Dusty was getting this championship, well, just some special award, right? And his sister was there, and Kevin just went through the crowd and just threw ink in her face, right?
Wow!
And wow, a lot of heat, yeah.
That's pretty gruesome.
I got to.
Oh, yeah, that tense.
I got to chat with Kevin for a little bit. I remember him talking about Clapping Luna. Like, I'm sure that was a shock back then. Like,
oh, yeah, Luna.
Violence.
He's pretty much the guy that started her whole ordeal, you know what I mean? Luna Vachon, right? Back then. Because that's when she had to, she create her look, right? And he did a deal where he had to, like, strike her to get some heat. And Kevin says that he remember her telling him, he said, you better make a count if I don't, I'm going to get up and kick your ass. Right?
she would.
Yeah. So, yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, what a few Dusty and Kevin had. Oh, my God. But Dusty was, like, the man in Florida for, like, the longest time before he came over to, like, the Mid-Atlantic area and everything.
Yeah, I remember. Sure, did you ever work with the Grahams in Florida?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've been on quite a few
or was
shows
that third
with them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. I was younger then, but then I got, like, you know, my Graham was behind the scenes there in WCW, too. So, and well, he
right.
was, like, part-time wrestling. He would do some wrestling part-time and do behind the scenes, and then eventually it was a full-time behind the scenes. So, because he was doing the whole squeegee man thing, if you recall, in WCW.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I've always been my Graham fan from him and his dad Eddie and him and Steve Kern. Him and Steve Kern were like one of my first favorite tag teams back then. They were really good together.
Was Dusty a booker or just creative when you were working with them like at one point?
Oh, off and on. I mean, I've been on shows where he's wrestling. I've been on shows where he was behind the scenes. So at various times, you know what I mean? But Dusty was always great. Every time Dusty Rhodes was the show I'm on, I knew it was going to be good. Because, I mean, Dusty was like magic to be around. He really was. Like Kathy said, he's infectious. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But is it safe to say he would have been working with Cody in Georgia and working with AEW if he stayed alive?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, Dusty'd be right there in the middle of the mix, yeah. And to think what he could be showing a lot of the younger talent now would be amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's that's something I wish I could have asked him if I ever got the chance to meet him was like about working with developmental talent because I remember meeting Ambrose before he became Moxley again. I asked him about FCW and his work with Regal and he said that was mainly Dusty and. He got his Dean Ambrose name from Dusty because James Dean was just pretty interesting how influential Dusty was in developmental.
I mean, just recently, Sasha Banks, in her interview with Steve Austin, credited a lot of her boss style to Dusty and how Dusty would call her baby girl all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. He said, baby girl, you're the boss. Don't let no one tell you this.
Yeah. She said, like, he was the only one that got it. The
right.
Banks character. The boss,
yeah. Good stuff, man. I mean, Dusty's helped out more than people than a lot of us realize, you know, including yours truly.
Yep.
I mean, he did a lot for me, man. I owe the world to him. I really do. He stuck up with me. He stuck up for me where a lot of others didn't, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Which really meant a lot. Because we mentioned just a little earlier, he gets it on certain things more than the rest because he had such a creative mind.
Yeah. Well, it was funny when Steve Corino did some shows with Dusty. It was like
mm-hmm.
you could see Steve like, oh, my God, you know, I'm working with Dusty. And he,
yeah.
besides being his idol, he was a friend. And Steve,
mm-hmm.
I remember Steve talking about the shows and everything. And he just, you know, he was so honored to do it, you know.
Right. And like Steve mentioned, you know, Dusty, you know, he was that way wherever he went all over the world. He was such a charismatic figure. Whether he was with Vince, when he was in Japan, when he was the NWA, I mean, Dusty always was the – he always lit up a room, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, now, if you think about it, when Ray Lloyd got married, Dusty was Ray's best man.
Yeah, that's heavy.
And now they're doing – he's working with Cody, and it's obvious and true that the Rhodes family don't forget. They don't forget, you know, people that helped them and did things with them, you know?
Right. That's true. You know, he helped Glacier. If it weren't for Dusty's influence, DDP would have never vied for the world championship.
Exactly.
I mean, Dallas has said that many times. No, Steve, you were saying something? Sorry.
It was interesting that... he also came up with the Great American Bash pay-per-view and the War Games match as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And back then, that was pretty much revolutionary because, you know, up to that point, we haven't heard of a Great American Bash tour or a War Games-style match of that type until, you know, he created it, so... yeah, that was pretty innovative.
Right.
And now we have women's War Games matches now, which is you know, and it's like evolving now. So, but that, all that's got started with Dusty's idea and concept.
What do you think about the tag team tournaments that they do in NXT? Like, I haven't watched the recent ones, but that should be kind of interesting that they have the Dusty Rhodes Classic tournaments.
Oh, I love them. They started the whole deal, I think they're great, and it gives opportunity for new talent to emerge and to, you know, get that exposure.
Right.
And I love it, like, each tournament, somebody new actually wins it. You know what I mean? It isn't like you get a repetitive person when it's, over and over. And that, and look what happened with the women's tag team tournament. They end up becoming the NXT tag team champions, right? So... I mean, good stuff.
Right.
Amazing. Do you guys ever see the video bit that Regal talks about when he first met Dusty Rhodes at Center Stage in Atlanta?
Yeah, I think I have it. Go ahead and retell it.
Okay, well, he's talking about, he's sitting there in Center Stage, right? And he got invited to Dusty's office, right? And Dusty's sitting there, and he said Dusty looked like a melted sundae. And he had a big guy behind his desk. And all he tells Regal, he says, Steven. He calls him Steven, right? Steven. I'm just like Whitney Houston. I got my own bodyguard. Rico just looks at him like, no, this is it, okay? He just walks out the door, and that was it. And that was the first time meeting Dusty. Oh, my goodness. He talks about telling Mick Foley that later on, and he said Mick Foley was laughing. Back he was with Cactus Jack. Oh, man. Classic. Good stuff. Did you hear about the Bad News Allen story? Bad News Brown, rather, of Dusty in Japan?
I might have, but go ahead. And I'm not sure which one it was.
Well, he's talking about one time he was tagging. I think Inoki was Dusty's partner, right? And I forget who Bad News' partner was, right? And Dusty got tagged in, right? And Dusty usually, you know, does his bionic elbow comeback and everything, right? But Bad News didn't, like, he didn't, he was feeding, he just went there and started blasting Dusty, even with the comeback, right? And then afterwards, they get, you know, had to get on those buses there in Japan, right, to travel. And Dusty gets on the bus crying. Bad News, why you do that to the Dream, baby? You made the Dream cry, baby, in that comeback. What's wrong? Oh, my goodness. funny. So, but it was just, I think it was just Bad News. It was a rib on Bad News. Was all. He didn't really mean to, you know, pound on Dusty. He just did it as a rib on Dusty because usually Dusty, because he knows Dusty does his, you know, his bionic elbow and everything and the flip-flop fly and all that stuff. It's comic. Oh, man. Good stuff. But, yeah, you know, to see if Dusty was alive today, can you imagine, like, the different places he could have gone to and really helped elevate? I mean, it would be pretty amazing.
Again?
I mean, seeing Dusty, if Dusty was alive today and to see the many places he could have gone today and to help elevate would have been pretty amazing.
Oh, definitely. Either behind the scenes or in ring, for sure.
Man,
I would have loved to have seen him work with AEW, maybe be a Legends manager, kind of like an Arn Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, look at what Sting's doing now with Darby Allin. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's been a good duo. And I really liked seeing Dusty with his sons against the Shield. That was a cool moment when he got to elbow Dean.
Oh, God.
That was a cool moment.
I wish they could have done more of that, too. I'm like, can you imagine? That was fire.
And they had that Stardust Goldust feud. I really thought they should have paid it off at WrestleMania, but like they did that one match and had a, I think, weird finish. And I thought they should have had another match after that where Stardust won, but they definitely made up for it at AEW's All In or All Out pay per view.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, sure.
No, it's Double or Nothing, actually. It's Double or Nothing. And
Double Nothing.
They had that bloodbath.
Oh, gosh, yes. I would love to see Dusty on commentary for AEW.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That would have been great. Especially, like, I would have loved to have seen him on commentary last night during the Thunder Rosa Britney Baker match.
Oh, that'd be amazing. What a match. Oh, my God, what a match. That's probably one of the best main events I've seen in a long time from any promotion.
Yeah, definitely.
Just amazing.
Delivered. I'm looking, I see this match on YouTube from 05. Apparently, Dusty and Abdullah had a match, and Nick Foley was the referee. I didn't see this before now. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, right on.
Apparently, it was North Carolina.
When they feuded years ago, this is before I got to meet Abdullah and do stuff with him and everything. But during that time, when I first saw Abdullah, I'm like, man, he was terrifying. You know what I mean? He was a monster. And, you know, your heart kind of wants to reach out to Dusty, you know what I mean? Because like, oh, my God. what a great feud they had.
Does Abby's voice take away the mystique for you? Because I've heard that because of his high-pitched voice, they kind of like...
it throws you off,
you
right?
You don't expect it. Yeah.
You'll walk around, how you doing, champ? Like, whoa, okay. Classic.
I wonder if Mick ever worked with Dusty, worked a match against him.
He probably did at one point. You know what I mean? You would think he would have. I mean, I would have loved to have checked it out, actually. If him and Dusty, Mick and Dusty would have been great. Oh, my God.
Right, because the promos alone would have been great.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Two of the best. I know he years ago, Mick said years ago, Jimmy ribbed him a lot about his elbow off the apron finish.
Right.
They used to do his Cactus Jack. That was pretty funny. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, God, Mick Foley and Dusty would have been epic. Oh, my God. I mean, like a full blown-out feud for those two. Oh, jeez. Amazing. I've seen some matches with Dusty and Kamala that were really good, actually.
I'm going to have to go back and watch those. It should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like during, you know, Kamala's prime, you know, when he got broke on the scene and everything.
Do you know what territory that was?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if it's the Mid-Atlantic territory or the Florida one. I'll have to double-check. Which it was one or the other, I think. Because I want to say it's the Mid-Atlantic because I saw Kamala later on wrestling Magnum TA for the U.S. title. Back when Magnum was the U.S. champ.
You know, cool thing about Undertaker's pay-per-view or WWE official WWE debut match was that he got to face off with Dusty Rhodes in that match.
That's right. It was the Survivor Series, right? Yeah.
So that's a crazy deal to be defeating Dusty Rhodes at that time.
Oh, God, yeah. I was with Dusty there, Jimmy Snuka. I mean, wow. That was a big night.
Oh, speaking of him, I did really enjoy getting to meet your mentor, Ivan, Uncle Ivan.
Ivan. Yeah.
And I really liked talking to Ivan about his coffin match with Dusty Rhodes because, like, I didn't know for a long time that that was the first ever coffin casket match ever with Dusty.
Right. And what a feud they had, Ivan and Dusty. Wow.
I was watching that match back, and I didn't realize that Dusty was doing 2 out of 3 falls matches, and that was, I think that coffin match went to, like, 4 falls, I think, and there was, eventually was able to beat Ivan in that match, but it was pretty cool that he took part in that gimmick match, the first of its kind.
Right, absolutely. Oh, man. And, you know, not many people realize Dusty, you know, he did all the 2 out of 3 falls matches. He did the coffin match with Ivan, like you mentioned. He'd go an hour quite a few times, the Harley race, Ric Flair, and some of the greats of his time back then. I mean, he could really go when he wanted to. He really could go.
Yeah, you wouldn't think of it just based on his physique, but definitely had the cardio, the endurance.
And even before it became the American Dream, when he was with the Outlaws with Dick Murdoch, he was a heck of a heel, heck of a villain, man. Before then.
Right. Even joining the NWO.
History. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was pretty wild. And, oh, man, he was doing commentary for WCW. God, he was great. Oh, my gosh. I remember that he was doing commentary for the Benoit Sullivan Falls Count Anywhere match. And when he went to the ladies' bathroom, he was throwing a fit. He's like, they're in the ladies' bathroom. The ladies' bathroom.
Yeah, he was like a lady in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Tremendous.
I don't know what match it was, but I remember the Botchamania clips that I would watch, and like they would play the soundboard of him going, he's got a bicycle.
Bicycle, yeah.
Because it was like a hardcore match with someone with a bicycle.
Yeah. Oh, man. Great stuff. Oh, classic. Yeah, Dusty was great. And what about the match he had with when Barry Windham first turned heel at the Bash? Remember that?
No, I'm going to have to go back and check that out, actually.
That was the night that Ronnie Garvin turned heel on him.
Oh, okay.
And they were going to do a feud with him and Ronnie Garvin, but he not long after left the company. I think he went to WWE after that point. Ryan Garvin did.
I heard that Jake's favorite opponent was Ronnie.
Yeah. But yeah, oh my gosh. And Dusty would eventually, This was Ford, but Dusty and Luger had a feud for the U.S. title and ended up at Starrcade that one year. But, yeah, good stuff. We're going to take another pause for the calls, a commercial. When we come back, we'll be talking more Dusty Rhodes. So if guys want to call in, the number is 914-338-1885. And we'll be back. We'll be talking more Dusty Rhodes right here on WCW Retro. So stay with us.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel,
and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
This is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hi, guys. We're back with WCW Retro. Yours truly, Papa Stro. We're talking Dusty Rhodes tonight. Oh, man, sharing so many great stories here, bringing back so many great memories. I'm here with Steve and being joined also by a Skype caller. So let's see what this is. It's like the Forrest Gump box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, right? So, all right, 111, welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Brian, welcome back, man. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Well, that's great. We're just talking some Dusty Rhodes tonight, man. Do you have any cool Dusty Rhodes stories you want to share?
Well, I've been thinking about that. You know, I was thinking about that earlier today, and I'm going to have to think a little bit longer because, see, Dusty, when Dusty was wrestling, I was, you know, when he started out wrestling, you know, back when he wrestled Tully Blanchard and when the horseman jumped him and everything, I was just a little kid, you know. I mean, because I was born in 83. Dusty Rhodes, though, I guess I can say more about Dusty Rhodes on his promos. The promos that he cut were just amazing. You know, he was amazing on the microphone. And, you know, I know the Hard Knocks promo he cut I've seen on YouTube for. And, I guess I'd have to say one of my favorite memories of Dusty was the match he had with Tully Blanchard. It was the bounty match inside a steel cage. I guess I'd have to say that was one of my best memories of Dusty.
Oh yeah, that was a good. That was a great one.
And one other memory of Dusty, I actually seen it on Pluto. I never knew it happened. Dusty Rhodes fought Jerry the King Lawler, and that was really an interesting matchup.
Great stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, Dusty's done quite a bit with his career over the years. It's the in and out of the ring, like we mentioned earlier. I mean, he's just been such an intricate part of, you know, wrestling history. sir.
Do you have any favorite Dusty promos, either Hard Times or something else?
Hard Times would have to be right at the top. Matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Steve. I'm going to play that for you real quick. So this is the infamous Dusty Rhodes Hard Times promo, one of his best. So here it is, guys. Check it out. Hang on, once I meet, like, line it up for you. Here we go.
American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man. Good to go. I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote Carpenter's letter, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time, because I know how important it was. Starcade 85, it is to the rest of the fair that is the Jim Crockett Promotion. And Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. With that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put Hard Times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay the wages, can't buy the food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years, they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard time. That's hard time. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. That's hard time. And we all had hard times together. I admit, I don't look like the athlete of the day, both of them. My belly's just a little big. My hand is just a little big, but brother, I am bad, and they know I'm bad. And there were two bad people. One was John Wayne, and he's dead, brother. And the other was right here. Nature Boy Ric Flair. The world's heavyweight title belongs to these people. I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world now. Reach it out, because the love that was given me, and this time, I will repay you now, because I will be the next world heavyweight champion of this hard time blues. Dusty Rhodes Tour 85 and Ric Flair, Nature Boy. Let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's the world heavyweight title. I'm going to take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, Daddy, I'm going to take it for you. Let's get up for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you. For that man up there that died 10, 12 years ago and never got the opportunity to see a real world champion. I'm proud of you. Thank God I have you. And I love you. Love you!
Classic. Classic. Oh, my God. I still get chills listening to that. Amazing.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. We're being joined at 843 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, Popstro.
Hey, Malcolm. Welcome back, man. How you been?
I'm doing okay. I heard Tuesday you were talking about Dusty Rhodes. I never met the guy, but I had a lot of respect for him. I got to see him wrestle at the Cow Palace in Oakland. A couple of times I got to see him live, but it would have been nice to meet him.
He was amazing, Malcolm. You guys would have hit it off. I know you would have.
Oh, yeah. I remember, I don't exactly remember when it was Papa Stro, but it was just before WrestleMania 7, and Virgil was going to challenge Ted DiBiase for the $1 million belt. Roddy Piper was ended up backing him up, but I think it was a Saturday night's main event, and Dusty and his son Dustin Rhodes were taking on Ted DiBiase and Virgil. And
that's right.
After the match, Ted DiBiase talked about Virgil's mother, and Virgil whacked him in the face with a belt. I talked to Roddy Piper about that. I said, Rod, Virgil's always been nice to me. He's one of my favorites, you know. So, yeah.
So, what do you?
That's right.
What do you think about? What do you think about Virgil being given that name? Given that Dusty Rhodes' real name is Virgil.
I thought that was pretty. I thought that was pretty interesting at the time. I really did.
Good one, Steve.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, they did a lot of crazy things with Dusty in WWE. You know, first they put the polka dots on him and all this, and then they gave his, like, real name to Virgil. Virgil to Virgil, no pun intended.
Soul Train Jones.
So, Soul Train Jones. Yeah, Soul Train Jones. Yes. And look what look what he did to him in WCW. They gave him Vince after McMahon.
Right, Vincent.
Vincent.
And then BK Wall Street, Brian.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Hey, Steve Papa Stro. Another one I like in Dusty Rhodes' career was WrestleMania 6. Him and Sapphire against Sherry Martel and the Macho Man Randy Savage and
Elizabeth,
the crowning jewel. I thought that was so cool. I mean, that was one of the funniest part of that match, guys, was when Jesse Ventura Sapphire's using her hips and she keeps bumping Sherry Martel and Monsoon's talking to you, and Jesse goes, "Yeah, she sure got the hips to do that, Monsoon."
I thought it was cool that years later, Goldust be doing the same thing in his offense.
Yeah.
Oh, tremendous! Oh man, that Goldust, man.
Yeah,
you know, what about those promos? The promos he used to do in WWE, like he was a plumber at one point, and
he'd do his off-the-wall promos. Wipe that lady's windshield and get the bugs off there. That's funny. And a pizza delivery guy.
Yes. Oh man, and that one bit after, I think it was the plumber one, after he finished up, he said, "Just remember, doo-doo is good for me, and doo-doo is good for you." Oh, man.
I remember SummerSlam 89, he took on the Honky Tonk Man, and Jimmy Hart was going to whack Dusty.
Oh, my God.
He had him hold of him, and he ended up whacking Honky in the head. And then Sean Mooney's out there talking to him after the match is over. He goes, somebody help me find the stage.
Oh man! Tremendous, good stuff. Brian, I wish you would have known more Dusty, man. You really would have loved Dusty Rhodes, man. He was amazing.
Yeah, I remember Dusty more in WCW and WWF. You know, I remember people coming out there with polka dots and Sapphire, and then I remember him and WCW having the Bunkhouse Bunk matches with Terry Funk and him and
Dusty. Oh yeah,
remember that
Bull
time?
Bull of the Woods. Bull of the Woods. Yeah.
Bull of the Woods. I love that.
Yes.
I remember him and Dustin teaming up and taking on Ric Flair and Jeff Jarrett. It was a kiss my butt match.
And that was when the last Nitros they had, weren't it? The last or pay per views? One of the two.
And he ate like 200 burritos before the match.
Oh man, that was crazy. You
know, I remember a lot of the interviews and stuff he did, but I mean, like back in the '80s, though, I had to basically watch a lot of the, you know, I basically sent a lot of the videos and stuff, you know, when he wrestled Terry Blanchard, and then I know he was in the Jim Crockett Cup with the Kitty Koloff, and you know they
the superpowers.
Then he teamed up with Sting, and that was, you know, it was a lot of memories of Dusty Rhodes, and yeah, you know, he was a great athlete, and he was great on mic. And you know, one thing about Dusty is he could make anybody look good, and it's just like Mark Merrow told me when I interviewed him. He said, you know, if it wasn't for Dusty, it wouldn't have been no Johnny B. Baz, because he told me one day, listen here, Mark. And he said, what is it? He said, you're going to look like that singer. You're going to look like Little Richard. And he said, Little Richard? He said, yeah, you're going to get a gimmick like Little Richard. He said, you look like him, you got the looks, and instead of Johnny B. Good, we're going to call you Johnny B. Bad. And Mark was just over the hill with it. He said he loved it, and you know, if it wasn't for Dusty.
Oh yeah, that was Dusty's idea.
Johnny B. Bad. Yeah,
that was Dusty's brainchild, man.
Yeah.
I loved it when Teddy Long would hold the gloves, and Johnny B. Bad would like spar with the gloves and knock one of them off of Teddy Long's hand.
Yeah,
that was great. Fantastic.
Yeah, Papa Stroh, my favorite moment, I told Sting this, of Dusty's career was Starrcade 88. Him and Sting took on the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
eye for
right
an eye. Remember that
man.
When they tried to take out Dusty's eye beforehand? The Road Warriors?
Oh, yeah. I remember
right
that.
Yeah.
Know, right in the middle of the match, Dusty, I think it was Road Warrior Hawk, was pounding on Dusty. And Dusty, out of nowhere, did a standing drop kick, and Tim Ross goes, mark that one in your calendar. You won't see that very often. I love that.
That's what I was telling you earlier on the podcast. When Dusty wants to, he can go, man. That's how he won the title from Harley Race, was the crossbody off the top rope. Dusty now doing the crossbody off the top ropes. Pretty amazing.
Wow. Dusty does it really good, too.
You have
more
knowledge than me. Did Dusty Rhodes ever have a match against Hulk Hogan? I'm just wondering, because those guys were
really...
Yes,
he did. He sure did.
He did.
This was back when Hulk Hogan was healed, though, I think. This is back when Hogan was healed.
Yeah.
Well, they even had a match in Japan.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
is it on YouTube?
Just found it. It's on Facebook.
On It's on Facebook,
but I might find a YouTube link.
Okay.
I saw a Harley Race match with Dusty in Japan, All Japan. And that was pretty neat. Harley was handsome Harley at that time, and one with the headbutt. It was pretty neat. I think it was for the NWA title.
Yeah, they had a great feud, Dusty and Harley did.
Yeah, Dusty
Many
was a great matches. Commentator. He was a great commentator too. He was.
That's
actually,
right. We were just talking about that earlier. Yeah, Dusty was great in the mic, man.
He was part of when Hogan became the third man at Bash at the Beach '96.
That's right.
And he said something like, "You in trouble now, boys?" Or something to Holly Nash. They're in the ring and they're beating on the Macho Man. And they find out he's the third man. He goes, "You just sold your soul to the devil, son," or something like that. That was pretty funny.
I remember telling Shivani saying, "You son of a blank," you know. He was mad.
Oh yeah. Tony went off, man.
Yeah.
He sure did. He went off.
And then Bobby Heenan said, "Whose side is he on?" He said, "What do you mean? Whose side is he on, Bobby?"
But Bobby had it right the whole time. He had it right
from the beginning. He never trusted Hogan in WWF or
WCW, you know, he never trusted Hogan.
Yeah. And yeah. Go figure, man. Bobby was psychic.
Well, yeah. To be honest, Bobby didn't think much of Dusty Rhodes either. He used to make nasty comments when they were on the microphone, if I remember.
I remember the WCW Saturday Night thing where Dusty came out, but Tony introduced Dusty to commentary, and Bobby Heenan cut a big promo on him and says, "I'm out of here." He left. Oh, man. Good times.
Now Dusty was like Ricky Steamboat, wasn't he? He never was a heel, was he?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
he was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Texas Outlaws, man. And he turned heel with NWO. Remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. I do remember NWO, right. Yeah. When he turned heel, yeah. Joined
the black one. Remember that.
But, whichever side of fancy was on, he was still amazing. Dusty was, oh my God, just amazing.
And Papa Stro, wasn't it true? Dusty was responsible for the bunkhouse stampede they had every January. I mean,
oh God,
which
yeah.
I really
we were talking about it earlier. He was just as creative in the ring as he was behind the scenes. It was because of him. You see a lot of your good matches today, like the War Games, and like you said,
yeah.
The bunkhouse stampede and the Great American Bash concept. That was all him, man.
Yeah.
And plus many more. That we haven't even talked about.
Now,
that's
the philosophy of the Bunkhouse Bunk Stampede match, when they had the Barbarian in there and Tully Blanchard and Warlord and it was back in NWA, I never could figure out why they... I mean, because it just didn't seem realistic to me why they went all, you know, why they had to throw the, I mean, because, you know, usually if you're going to escape the cage, you're going to win. But, the object of this match was to throw each person over the top of the cage, you know, and I was a little bit kind of thrown by that philosophy of that match.
Yeah, it is different.
Yeah, it was.
And, Steve pointed out that earlier, you know, Dusty was a big Bob Dylan fan.
I didn't know that.
As well,
he
was also, as well as, you know, him and Willie Nelson were pretty tight, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. Wow.
Yeah, Papa Stro, Kenny Stabler was a big Willie Nelson fan. That was his favorite singer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland Raider quarterback.
But, you know, it was so cool. Matter of fact, the video, the audio I played on top of the hour, Dusty Rhodes talking about Tink Carrot, the TCB Tour 84, right? There was a little bit in there of him singing backup for Willie Nelson in one of his concerts. Like, I think the song was Whiskey
yeah.
River, Take My Mind. And that was Dusty
yeah.
and Willie on stage singing together.
Well, I'd like to see that. Yeah, another... What I liked, Papa Stro, is when JJ challenged, they got him banned from the NWA back in the 80s. I think it was 88, the winter. And he took on the role of the Midnight Rider. I found out that, Kevin Sullivan was responsible for the Midnight Rider, somebody told me. Which I thought was really cool when I found out.
Well, that was coming back to what we were talking about earlier in the podcast about his feud with Sullivan down in Florida. They made so much money down there. I mean, they had such a heated rivalry. And that, you know, Dusty would even call Kevin Sullivan the devil and all that. And people actually believed Kevin Sullivan was the devil at one point. It was pretty fast.
Yeah, just his face paint was like that, I remember. Had the horns and everything,
and the things he would do, like we mentioned earlier about him throwing ink in Dusty's sister's eyes, and then him punching Luna Vachon, literally creating her character.
Luna Vachon, yeah.
Oh, Luna, yeah. And Sullivan did some outlandish things back then during his feud with Dusty down in Florida, man. It was pretty hot. And I remember him, Sullivan, talking to Eddie Graham about it, the late Eddie Graham. And Kevin got the idea of watching Billy Idol on MTV, actually.
Yeah.
Believe
Billy
it or not.
Was he going to do a white wedding?
Well, Kev knew if he was going to do it, he would have to go all the way with it, right? So he sure did, and then some.
That was my favorite by him, Billy Idol in the 80s, White Wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just loved that song.
But, yeah, Dusty and Kevin, man, what a great feud they had. Amazing. Go ahead, Steve.
You guys mentioned the Road Warriors earlier, and wasn't that the angle where Dusty got spiked with one of the head spikes?
Dusty did the eye for an eye promo afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, I saw
eye for an eye.
When Jericho took one of his spikes off his jacket and gouged Moxley, I just thought back to that Dusty Road Warriors angle. It kind of reminded me of that.
Yep, that was a good homage to the Dusty Road Warriors feud. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Papa Stro, didn't they took out Dusty's eye. Didn't they take out, like, Sting's leg or something like that? I can't remember.
No, they just beat up on Sting, actually. It was during a match with the Varsity Club.
I thought they
Varsity
did, like,
Club
the Horsemen did with him.
Where the Road Warriors turned on Sting. They gave him the Doomsday device. Remember that?
Yeah.
Afterwards. Yeah.
Papa Stro, I can't help it. I've met the guy 6 or 7 times. He's always been nice to me. I just have so much respect. Everybody knows I like Hulk Hogan, but I have so much respect for Sting. He has just been so nice to me. Just like you, Papa Stro, he's done special things for me. You know, so...
Oh, Sting's a real nice dude, man. One of the nicest. Sting's probably one of the nicest people you probably meet in the wrestling business, hands down. Sting's really cool.
Sure is. He's like Roddy.
Real down to earth, yeah.
He's that nice.
And we mentioned near the top of the program how nice Dusty Rhodes was. I mean,
Dusty. I wish you could
imagine. Dusty was real cool, man.
It's not fair, Papa Stro. These guys die before I get a chance to meet them. I didn't get to meet Davey Boy Smith and the Dynamite Kid. And I met Harry Smith, Davey Boy Smith's son, several times.
Oh, yeah, he's super cool.
I mean,
super cool guy.
Yeah. And I just, you know, Brian Pillman, I met his son, Brian Pillman Jr. I wish I could have met the originals, though. Like, I never got to meet Andre the Giant. My dad met him at Tri-City Auto Supply, but I never got to meet Andre. But I would have loved to meet Andre.
Real cool guy. Real cool guy.
I found
the coolest dude. Man.
I mentioned it earlier, but I thought it was neat that Dustin Rhodes got to work with Davey Boy in Japan in his early career. Before he was Dustin, he was Dusty Rhodes Jr. It's pretty neat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even before his Gold Dust era and all that, Dustin traveled the world. I mean, he would great matches with some of the best. I enjoyed the matches he had with Vader in WCW. They were really good.
Oh, yeah.
He had some good matches with Vader.
I love Vader.
Yeah.
Papa Stro, I love Vader. He was always nice to me. And he was, the first time I met him, I was like, I didn't know how to talk to him. He was so big and mean. I was like,
Yeah, he was nice. I wish I could have picked his brain because he had some infamous matches in Japan with Inoki and Asawa and others.
Yeah, the first time we saw him was the Great American Bash 90. He had that big headdress that the steam came out of it. That was really cool, I thought.
Right.
They took down the Z-Man, Tom Zink.
They had to put him with Harley Race just to control him.
Yeah.
But you know what? The dynamic that him and Harley had was just amazing. Harley and Vader. It was really cool.
Yeah, Papa Stro, What's your all-time favorite match at Dusty Rhodes? I mean, not a tag, but like a singles match against Blair or Lex Luger?
Oh, my God. I'd be here all night, man, honestly. He had so many great matches. The matches him and Harley Race and Ric Flair and him and Barry Windham had some good matches when Barry turned heel the Horseman.
Yeah.
And so many classics. Kevin Sullivan, Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson. Gosh, man. Dusty was with the very best of his time, hands down. He wrestled superstar Billy Graham at one time.
Superstar.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like the – and you mentioned Macho Man. I mean, he's been with the very best.
Yeah.
I thought it was neat. It might not be one of his best matches, but I did see him in a match with Hiro Matsuda on YouTube. I was like, wow.
That's right. Hiro Matsuda, right.
And Hiro, like, trained a bunch of guys. That would be Hall of Fame talent, yeah.
Yeah, he trained Hulk Hogan. He sure did. Hiro did.
Yep.
You hear the story about Hiro and Hogan, right? When Hogan first broke in?
Injury, yeah.
Yeah, with the leg. Hogan was too cocky and ended up breaking his leg. And then Hogan, as soon as he healed of his hurt leg, he went back to training with Hiro, and he was a much humbler guy. Yeah. He trained Lex Luger, too.
I didn't know
Matsuda. Oh, yeah.
I wish I had Lex and Ron about him, because Ron was trained by him, too.
Ron Simmons, yep. Sure was.
Yeah, that Hiro Matsuda, Papa Stroke. I remember January, or was it February 88? It was on Saturday, I think it was morning. And Ric Flair and Barry Windham, they were managed by Hiro Matsuda. Arn and Tully had left to go up north. And they challenged Hot Step Eddie Gilbert. And out of nowhere, he brought in Ricky Steamboat. And that was a damn good match. You know, Hiro Matsuda, you know, in charge of Ric Flair and Barry Windham. You know, that was it. You know, Hiro Matsuda, in my opinion, was involved in a Matt Classic that day, and it wasn't even in a pay-per-view or anything like that. It was just a Saturday, a challenge, you know, that thing.
Well, Matsuda was like one of the top hookers of his era, you know, with the LaBelles, the Gotchas, the Hodges, the Harts, Stu Hart. I mean, he was one of the few elite hookers of his time. So yeah, he was badass. He met to was.
One of my favorite Dusty promos, I'm not sure if I thought of the match for it, but it was him on Great Kabuki and Gary Hart, and he's like, "Kabuki, are you an assassin or an errand boy? I think you're an errand boy, my man." So I guess one of my favorite promos.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, the back and forth between Gary and Dusty. Oh, my God. The promo department. Oh, jeez.
Oh, another good
amazing.
One, Papa Stroh. Remember when he brought in the gorilla? He had the gorilla in the cage.
He cut the promo on the gorilla, yeah. Oh, my God.
Classic.
That's awesome. I remember the time he was doing commentary for the match with Regal and Finlay.
It was
like one of the first confrontations there in the pay-per-view. Uncensored. Yeah, it was WCW Uncensored, I think. It was like the – but it was like the most physical. It was like my favorite match with Regal and Finlay. It was the most physical. It was very physical, right? And that part where I think it was Finlay, right? He just straight up punched Regal in the face.
Wow.
He fisted him in the face. You see that, Tony? He fisted him. Look, I lost it, dude. Oh, my God. I had tears in my eyes. Classic. What a match that was, too. Finley and Regal, man. Whew. Their matches. I used to love watching their matches.
They had some good stuff in WWE as well later on, so glad.
Oh, yeah.
You got to
rekindle it. Oh, yes. I've never seen those guys actually in a bad match at all. I mean, it's like watching two Jedi Masters of the mat go at it. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, amazing.
What do you think about Regal's son getting signed to NXT? I haven't watched him work yet, but I think he's already done the matches for the UK brand.
I'm excited to see what he can do. I mean, if he's anything like chip off the old block, oh my God. Because,
right.
I mean, his dad is awesome. I've always loved Regal, man. He's amazing.
It's interesting that Finley Jr. is still in David Finley's still in New Japan. Like, I imagine, like, what if they're in the same promotion together, either New Japan or NXT, and they have a rivalry at some point.
Oh, God, yeah. Even them are teaming up. Can you imagine? Wow.
Right.
Be amazing. It's good to see the second generation,
Finley,
carry on.
Yeah, Finley's still there, I think, behind the scenes, probably working with the women still.
Yeah. Oh, he's done wonders for the women's division, Finley has. I know a lot of the lady wrestlers really look up to him. For, his knowledge and everything, what he helps out.
Hey, Papa Stro, was Dusty ever in a mixed tag, not the WWF, but in a mixed tag team match, like back in the 80s, like Ric Flair had Dark Journey one time? I mean, did he have like Misty Blue or Baby Doll?
I seem to recall
like
he was. I just forget who he was teaming with at the time, but I seem to recall he was in the mixed tag match at one point, but I can't think of who his partners were. You know what I mean? But I think it
could have been Lady Dallas or Linda Dallas, rather. Dallas, Misty Blue.
I think he did some stuff with Baby Doll too, if I think I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Baby Doll. She was part of when he was with Nikita Koloff, and wasn't she also with him when he was with Magnum TA?
That's right. He did actually, because it was him. I guess this is back when he was feuding Cornette. It was he teamed with Baby Doll against Jim Cornette and I think Bobby Eaton and Midnight Express or somebody like that.
I love the Midnight Express.
Yeah, classic, man. Good stuff.
Another classic moment that I remember very well about Dusty Rhodes. Remember that time he dressed up like a woman?
Yeah.
That's good,
man. That was classic. Oh, my God. Between him and Ronnie Garvin is Miss Atlanta Lively. Oh, my God.
Ronnie Garvin.
That's another one.
Papa Stro, remember Great American Bash 88? And he was about to put Barry Windham away, and Ronnie Garvin came in there. Gary Hart was in charge of him. He comes in and he hits Dusty in the head with the Hands of Stone.
Great American Bash. Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that earlier.
Sorry, Brian. I had trouble with my phone.
Good stuff, man. Guys, this has been classic tonight. This is Dusty Roseline's been tremendous. We'll have to do it again sometime. It's been a lot of fun. Do you guys have anything you would like to plug? Feel free to plug away.
Could I plug something? It's to my brother, Papa Stro, if it's okay.
Plug
away. In the room Tuesday night, and I know he's into his religion, but he's never met Alexa Bliss or Lexi Coughlin is, I think, her real name. I haven't met her. He doesn't know her. And why is he getting wound up over a character like Bray Wyatt's character, like a devil worshiper or something like that? You know, I mean, you shouldn't get involved in something like, I mind my own business, you know. When I meet a wrestler, it's not about the things that they do. It's the matches they give me. If there's some characters I don't like, I just ignore them. Like, there's some characters, some wrestlers I really like. Yeah, I just think it's wrong to.
And Kevin's just a guy from Boston that likes to fish.
Yeah, but Mike is 60, and Alexa Bliss must be almost 30. Maybe she's, you know, she's young enough to be his daughter. I don't know why he's getting hung up about her. Why he should find somebody, you know, more his age. In my opinion. The lady wrestlers I have respect for, the Glow Girls, Hollywood, you know, and Lightning, you know, the CAC, those ones, they're about my age too. So, it's just my opinion.
Yeah, you know what? You're better than Dr. Phil, Malcolm. You're amazing. Maybe hopefully he'll listen to you.
Thank you, Bob.
Hopefully he'll listen to you. Hopefully he'll listen. Very well said. Very well said.
I don't have a plug, but I do on Dimension. I was reading earlier both of Ric Flair and Billy Graham's favorite opponents were Dusty Rhodes, which I thought was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's tremendous. Gosh, I get in the ring and work with Dusty Rhodes for 100 years. He's like the dream opponent. He really is.
And I don't have a plug, but I did want to ask Prayer. This last Saturday, which I mentioned on Amazing Velvet show Sunday, last Saturday, a friend I graduated with passed away, and don't really know what happened, but she was, you know, she was real religious, and I hadn't talked to her since high school, but just pray for that family. And also found out yesterday that a friend of mine, he was only 42 years old, that had known me my whole life and my family, his mom went to check on him and found him sitting in a chair with the guitar in his hand. And they don't know what happened to him, but they're going to, you know, check it out and stuff. And just keep that family in your prayers. And also keep us in your prayers. We're on the waiting list to get a vaccine, and hopefully we can get one of those vaccines soon, you know.
You feeling sick, bro?
No, I'm talking about the COVID vaccine.
That's what I'm saying. Are you feeling sick? Do you feel like you have symptoms?
No. The vaccine is to prevent people from getting sick.
All I know is when I'm at the VA and they tell me to take a flu shot, I always end up getting it. So, like, you know, I'm in no hurry to get a vaccine for anything. So, sorry, Papa. Go ahead and get that in.
Oh, man. Definitely. It's been great, guys. This has been awesome. We'll have to do this Dusty Rhodes discussion again sometime. I really enjoyed it with y'all.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You guys gotta make the show. It's all right. You guys make the show. I mean, blessed to have you. And be sure to catch the archives of tonight's show for you listeners that are listening in for WCW Retro. Go to VFC Nation and look for WCW Retro and Dusty Rhodes discussion on there to check it out. But you guys be good to yourselves, each other. Have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll see you guys next Thursday. And we're going to close out with the song that I played earlier in the top of the hour for the Dusty Rhodes promo, Strut by Bob Seger. So hope you guys enjoy.
Right.
Woman's Old Entrance. Remember that? Woman, Nancy?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hope you enjoy. Have a good night.
You too.